we need people. Blog
Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in today. This is Wardell Bodge Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and today it's a very special show. We've kind of changed things up a little bit around here. Normally, you know, we just do our cardio and we work out, we have a great time, but you know, today there's a lot going on. This month, the month of October, there's a lot going on, and so we want to recognize, you know, these situations, especially with breast cancer awareness, right? So that's what we're going to be talking about a lot today, breast cancer awareness, but we're also going to get our workout on, we're going to get our groove on, and we're going to do what we have to do. So come on, come on, come on, get up, let's get going here. Loosen up, make sure you warm up a little bit, do what you got to do, but I think we need to get jiggy with it. Here on Solar Records Radio, this is your boy Wardell Fox. Let's roll, y'all.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let it spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Pick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. Just for the look, I don't light it. Still wait to hand me on the hand, stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison, it's your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off and get that shawl. And you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with the brother that's lacking them? Never be will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top. With the ribbon, crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
I'm about to blow. Sky high beam.
Positive music. Let's keep it going on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And today we are dancing, we are moving, we are grooving, we're working out, we're getting the cardiovascular system up and rolling as we should, right? And especially us guys, that when you once you pass you know your 50s, it's really time to focus. But it's not a bad thing. It's not like, you know, I don't want people to look at it in a negative way, especially the ones of some of us that are kind of a little on the lazy side. Like, we don't want to do it, but we know we need to do it. How often does that happen, right? When you don't want to do something, but you know you need to do it, and you just get a little complacent, you know, a little lazy. Yeah. I'll get around to it. But the problem with I'll get around to it, it could be monumental. It could cause a lot of issues. It's like if your car, you know, have a little problem and then you put it off and then, you know, I'll get to it later. And then something else. And then, I'm going to get that. And you keep doing that before you know it. When you decide to go get your car fixed, it's so much stuff. It's overwhelming and it costs a lot. And that's what's happening here physically. It's going to cost us a lot with our health if we don't get on top of it as soon as we can, and as soon as we recognize, you know, because our bodies do communicate with us, right? They talk to us and they tell us, hey, I don't like that you're doing that. I don't like you that you're smoking. You're drinking too much. Don't, you know, the drugs are bothering me. I feel a little weird, you know. You're eating too much sodium. There's too much sugar. And we know it. We hear our bodies when it's communicating back to us. But for some reason, we just want to be the boss. And so, but the consequences of lack of action is that we pay for it in the long run. And so all I'm saying is that I've had the same thing like with my teeth, right? I was just eating candy and not really taking care of my teeth the way that I wanted to. And next thing you know, I'm sitting in the dentist chair and he's putting the needles in my mouth and I'm going, man, this is painful. And just, you know, that's because I didn't take care of my teeth. As a young man, I remember just wanting all the candy I could get. But not only will it mess up your teeth, but it also the sugar gets in your blood. And I just lost a friend because of sugar, right? And so we have to really be careful. It's actually a couple friends this year just on sugar, you know. So we have to really pay attention. It's so important that we pay attention. That is our job to ourselves. We owe that to ourselves. God has given us an amazing body, and it's up to us to keep it together. You know, it's like somebody, can you imagine giving your child a car? And they never wash it. It's always dirty. They don't, you know, they never get the oil change. You have to keep asking them, did you get that? When's the last time you got the oil change? After a while, you say, that's ridiculous. Why aren't you, I gave you this car. Why can't you take care of it? Just at least keep it clean or something, you know. And so that's what's happening here. These bodies, God gave us these bodies, so we have to take care of them. It's our responsibility. But anyway, I don't want to be critical or anything like that, even it may sound like that. I'm just trying to get you to pay attention because I love you. We love each other. That's our job, is to love each other. But mainly, it starts with loving yourself. If we can learn to love ourselves, it's easier for us to love someone else. But if we can't love ourselves, how can we love someone else? We don't even know what it means. We have to do the right thing, all right? So listen, let's not, no time for this kind of, you know, we all grown here, right? Well, you don't need to hear me go off of that. So let's get going. And don't forget, like we're going to do this about 45 minutes to an hour, this workout, and then we'll go into breast cancer awareness, okay? And so I just want to share that with, you know, some of my brothers and sisters around the world, because we are all connected to sisters, right? To females. We are connected, whether it's our moms, our nieces, our nieces, our aunties, you know, or just a friend, female friend. We will be affected by their disease if they get that disease. So we want to make sure they don't get it so that we all will be okay together. Okay, so here you go. Let's get going. We want to keep this music going. This is a friend of ours that we had on the show about maybe 4 weeks ago, and I love this guy. He's an indie artist, Lucas Santo.
Thank you. Oh,
right. We definitely got to do that. We got to escape, man. That is my group, Dynasty. And what a blessing it was for us to release that song overseas. And it went to number two. I always have to say it went to number two. I'm just excited because if we released it over here, maybe we could have got some love here in the United States, but we just didn't. But you know what? It's never too late. And so we are going to see what happens because we are working on that with the company. What a blessing it is to have people to love what you do, right? And work with you on what you are trying to accomplish. And so, yeah. So I just want to tell you guys, we are getting close here before we get into our next segment of the show. And I want to just tell you that was... I just already told you it was Dynasty, and then before that, oh my goodness, Candy. Oh, I love that song so much. It is one of my favorite up-tempo songs, one of them. I have a few of them, but that's one of them for sure by Cameo. That song, it just feels so right. And in my car, I used to play it in my hump, well, in my car, my big car, I had a big car, and my SUV, and man, that thing I felt like I was on stage. That groove felt so good. I really wanted to play drums on that song, man. But Larry Blackman, the drummer, producer, did an amazing job. But you know, we're here to learn from each other, right? And I learned so much from Larry Blackman. And I love the way that he played a little off the beat on purpose, but it was on the beat. Like he would hit stuff that it felt like it was off, but it was on because he played it in an awkward place. And you go, oh, yes, you did that on purpose. And, you know, because he did it on, you know, many records and many times in the same song. So you knew that, hey, that was his thing. And I loved it. I loved the way he played. Thank you, Larry, for bringing that other. That's just another element to drum playing, just and pocket drum playing, those skills of just keeping it in the pocket. So how you guys feel? How's your bodies? Are you feeling okay over there? Are you okay? Did I beat you up a little bit too much there? I hope not. We had Will Smith get jiggy with it, right? And we had Bruno Mars. That's right. That was Skate. And you know, I really like that song because that was Silk Sonic. I love Silk Sonic. That's an amazing group to me. And with Anderson Parks, Peaks Parks. And so I love that group. It just really blesses me. They because they do the new school, old school combination. And that's just awesome because you're bringing that element in that we all, you know, us old school artists, and not just artists, but, you know, lovers of that music, you're bringing that back. You're giving us that feel, and at the same time, it's new school, and so the young ones can love it too. So you're bringing everybody together, which is amazing, which is awesome. And so that's what I love about them. But anyway, and I love the concept of that song called Skate because we all used to roller skate back in the day. And that was fun. Y'all remember that? Not rollerblade. Rollerblade, I tried to put those things on, almost killed myself. I said, whoa, what is going on here? And I was thinking, well, it should be the same as roller skates, but it's not. It's a different type of balancing act. And with roller skates, you know, you got four, and the blades are right in the middle, so it's a little uncomfortable, a little weird. So, but anyway, guys, I'm just rambling about this music that I love so much, and I know you love it too, so it's all good. I hope you guys are doing good out there, and so I'm going to play another song or two, and then, you know, I'm done with the workout, by the way. I just want to let you know. I'm done. So, you know, so you could, I don't, if you're not, that's, you know, you got to keep on going. We're doing it for, you know, we're going to wait for our guests to come in. Okay. So, let's keep rocking and rolling, but I got another, 17 minutes and then we go into the next segment of the show. All right. And that's when we're talking about breast cancer awareness. Oh man, it affects all of us. It affects all of us. I had a friend who I desperately loved, abruptly out of nowhere, all of a sudden, in the hospital. Not because she felt it. She didn't even feel it. She just went to the doctor, and next thing you know, they said, oh, wait a minute. We got to do something. We got to check. And they start running tests, and next, yep, she had breast cancer. But praise God. Thank you, Lord. It was early detection. And they, and basically that saved her life. So that's why it's very important to me to talk about this, to share this, because it hurts and it's scary. When you know, you hear your friend, you know, one day we're talking about guys and girls and all kind of fun stuff and music and this and going overseas and traveling and hanging out and doing different things. And the next minute you talk about, if I don't live, you know, it's crazy. So we should not take anything for granted. Let's not take any time for granted. That's not, every moment is a gift. And it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do God would have you to do. Whatever that is, whatever your purpose is. If you don't know what your purpose is, figure it out. It's not that hard. You have to just think about it. Like, what am I good at? Like, why am I so good at this? How can I be a blessing to someone that with this gift that God has given me? Don't keep it to yourself. Because keeping it to yourself is basically like having a candle and just putting a hat over it. It's just you and the candle. But if you take that same candle and you go light one candle and another candle and another candle, all of a sudden you are illuminating the world with your gift. So be loving in that way and share your gift with the world as you may be doing God's work. Wow, what an opportunity to be employed by our Heavenly Father. I'm so happy for you. Anyway, this is Wardell Fodge Jr., and now we sure do have 15 minutes left on our next segment, so let's go. Michael.
think you got it, but got it, just don't get it, cause there's nothing at all.
I tell you, I am, I told you I stopped a minute ago. I was worn out then. And, you know, it's really crazy. I have some knee issues. And so it's water on the top of my knee. Let me see. I just want to finish typing this number in. And so... So what happens is that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. It does what it does, and you just have to, you know, do your best to be your best in whatever is happening there. I tell you, it's a pain in the butt, though. Pain is pain, right? And so I have to stop when I feel it. I have to pay attention to when my body's talking to me. Remember I told you that? We got to pay attention. Because it's important, and so I said, okay, buddy, I must stop. I'm going to stop, and so I did. And but I did have a good workout anyway. Prior to that, I got up. I was up so early today, just crazy. I don't know what is wrong with me. Why, you know, sometimes my brain starts. If I wake up, my brain starts going, and then that's it. It's over. Lights out. Right, I'm done. I can't do it. I can't just lay there anymore. I gotta get going. So, but anyway, I want to. I'm hoping that my friend will call in soon, because I want her to share a little bit about this, because it is very very close to her and what she's experienced in her life. And so I'm waiting for her to call in and talk a little bit about this to our friends. And, you know, it is something that's important. And so, but thanks to my friends for a great workout and you know, just doing whatever we do. If you're just working around the house, not just sitting on the couch, that's what I'm saying. That's not just sit on the couch. Let's get going and get moving. All right. So, but anyway, so we got 28 minutes left in the show. And so I want to, let me just do this. I'm going to play a couple of testimonies for you to hear these ladies that have been there. So this is the very serious part of the show, as like we were talking earlier, how it's so important that we let me just make sure my okay, I'm just making sure that they're not telling me something in the back about my microphone. So, but anyway, it's important that we pay attention, no matter what it is, right? You know, prostate with the guys. You know, these are the prostate cancer is sneaky too, and if you catch that early, you'll be good. And so we have to do what we have to do, and the invasiveness. It's very uncomfortable for guys. We're just like, hey, I don't want you doing that and touching me and all that kind of stuff. We tend to be very protective in that way and very uncomfortable. And that right there is a sad contradiction, because we need to allow and be comfortable with these things. I think we just did a show about why are we so uncomfortable with things, you know, that are not, I forgot what it was, but it had to do with being uncomfortable. When it comes to change. And so this is, as we get older, we have to change with the times and do what the doctors need us to do. And I know this is very serious. Conversation that we have, and the fun is kind of gone, but this is really important. Just like what we did earlier, working out is very important. They actually all work together, okay? But this is just serious talk. So with that being said, I'm just going to get down to the serious talk and let the ladies do the talking and just take a listen.
What is it like to have cancer? Scary as hell to have cancer. I was diagnosed at 31 years old with stage 4 breast cancer. I had gone from my breast to my lymph nodes to my bones and eventually to both of my lungs. So I kind of had to quit my career on the spot. I relocated from Los Angeles to New York. And, they didn't give me a really great prognosis. They gave me a 15% chance of beating this. And they said 1 in 5 women with my diagnosis would live to see 5 years. My then oncologist was giving me like all different kinds of drugs and chemos to try, but nothing seemed to be working. So she basically told me that her drugs weren't working and there was nothing that they could do for me. And that's when I found Dr. Borgen. As soon as I met him, he was the first doctor in my almost 7-year journey now to tell me, I believe 10,000% you could beat this. And when he said those words to me, I literally remember, I still get emotional, but I remember just crying, because nobody in 7 years, at least in the medical field, had told me that they believed I could beat this, let alone 10,000%. You know, had I not found Dr. Borgen, I really truly believe I wouldn't be here today. Through my trials and tribulations, I've learned so much, so now I kind of pay it forward and help other young women who follow in my footsteps to help them navigate on their own journey and to just be there for them as a light. I look at life so differently now, you know. I really value relationships and family and friends, and like every day I wake up, if it's a good day, it's a bad day, it's still another day that I'm here, and I'm so fortunate and blessed for that day. Since the day I showed up here, I just felt very welcome. I felt like I had so much hope here, and they didn't look at me like someone who was dying. They looked at me like someone that could be saved. I believe, you know, stage four is not a death sentence. You know, I've been told everything under the sun, and I've defied all of that.
I'm blessed, I have to say, in every single aspect of my life. It's kind of hard to get down about things when you have so many wonderful things going on at any given moment. My job is amazing, my family's amazing, my friends are amazing. I would just be really ungrateful to say that I'm not blessed. So I got cancer. Things happen. Hopefully one day I'll beat it. Hopefully sooner rather than later. You move on. You learn from things. Maybe my point in getting this cancer was to tell people, hey, there's hope. You can get better. I'm a flight attendant. I work with JetBlue Airways. I absolutely love what I do. I get to interact with a lot of different people, doing a lot of different things. I was diagnosed December 22nd, 2016. I reached out to a few friends, one of which put me in contact with Dr. Borgen, and I was able to see him the next day. I also developed thyroid cancer at some point during this, which was picked up. I had my thyroid removed last month. I'm doing great from that. It's just, it happens, and you deal with it, and you get through it, and you face something new. I'm so happy I ended up in Maimonides. There is no place I would rather be. The attention is so personal. The staff is outstanding. I've never felt like a number. I've never felt like just another statistic. I've always felt like a person. This is the best place in the world. Thank you. The only thing I can say is thank you. Thank you a million times over. You saved my life.
I'm just very, very grateful. For him saving my life and for believing in me when no one else did.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting this cause. Thank you for raising awareness. What you do is so important.
Amen. And so, you know, guys, there's so many people that have to go through it, and those ladies went through it, and they got to the other side of it, and it's just you could hear, you know, how good they feel about, you know, being able to beat this thing because it's beatable, but we have to go through it. We have to. I have friends that have said that they have friends that are afraid of getting needles, you know, shots. And there are a lot of people that are like that. But so because of that, you know, people won't go to the doctor. They won't go get the help that they need, which is so important. And their friend lost their life because she didn't go and do those things. And so, you know, life can be a battle. It can be difficult. And there's times when things are going to be wonderful and laugh and we're just having a great time and God is good and everything's good. But then there's those times when things get a little difficult and get a little hard and, you know, and tend to want to run from those things, want to avoid them in hopes that it'll just disappear and go away. And, you know, that's not the case. You know, it will consume you and destroy you. Cancer is no joke, and it's hard on us. And so, you know, as I just pray that none of us get it, but more than likely, some of us will, and we will have to go through the battle, and we are going to have to trust the doctors. We got to trust God. We're going to have to be a little uncomfortable for a moment or two, or whatever it takes. Just to get to the other side of it and be blessed. It's hard, I know. I know it's hard. And it makes me sad to think that any of our loved ones would have to go through something that's so uncomfortable. But they do. I've watched my loved ones go through it. And you just heard these ladies, they went through it. And one lady said, things just happen, you know, and we just got to go in. But, you know, there's a lot of people that don't pay attention to these kinds of conversations. As a matter of fact, cigarette smokers, when the commercials come on the TV about what can happen to you when you smoke, they change the channel. They don't want to hear it. Hey, I'm not interested in that. And that is the beginning of our problem right there. We don't want to hear the truth. We don't want to face it. So we got to do what we can do as brothers and sisters around the world to help them along, because we love them despite that, right? We love each other. We are a gift to each other. And we have to reach out to each other. If I was in a situation and I was hurting, I would want someone to be there for me. I really would. And I trust that I'm doing my best now to find good friends, people who care about me, that will come to me and say, hey, Wardell, what you're doing is not good. Just like they come to me and say, well, hey, Wardell, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I want those same people to come to me and say, hey, something's wrong. Your skin color is not quite, something's going on. I need you to go. Let's go. If you're uncomfortable, I'll go with you. Let's go and take care of this. That's what friends do. We're not just there just when things are good. We're there for when things are bad or going to be bad. And so if you know of anyone that maybe, you know, any females, you know, listen, like I was telling you yesterday, in some countries, like I know for sure in Amsterdam, they send out an invitation at the age of 50 for the women at the age of 50 to come in to get a screening for cancer, but only this is the second catch, only if you have cancer in your family, breast cancer running in your family. So we just heard a testimony, and a young lady said that she was diagnosed at 31. So if she waited until 50, she wouldn't have made it. So we need to do our best to get these, our friends and loved ones, and encourage them. Just go get a test just to make sure. All right? Let's just, you know, if you're really comfortable with the fact that you may not have cancer, you may not have breast cancer, if you're comfortable with that, that's fine. But just get it in case, because you never know. And like I said, that testimony that we just heard from that young lady, she said she was diagnosed at 31 years old, and some countries are not even inviting women to come in to get tested until they're 50. So we got to We got to do our best to be our best, to take care of ourselves. And I believe we have Latrice on the line. Is that you, sweetheart?
Yes. I'm kind of like on the road.
Okay.
You know, you're still out and about. But I just wanted to tell you guys that to get checked regularly, don't skip mammograms and don't skip OBGYN appointments. They're very essential. I was skipping them, taking care of my dad and my mother, and I ended up, you know, getting sick 2014. Luckily, God healed me, but it was a 4.5-month battle, and it was hard. Chemo and everything, and your chemo pills and hormone pills, it was bad. But I thank God that I'm delivered, and I just wanted to encourage all of you to get tested and go and get your screening and go and get your testing done. I'll call back in, Wardell, but I wanted to say that and that I love you guys.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to be doing this every Saturday, and I am so grateful for you to call in and share that. Love you.
Yes, and I'm grateful for Astrid and you, because we need to have cancer awareness. It's important. And, you know, women, don't skip your mammograms or your OBGYN yearly checkups, because ovarian and uterine cancer is real, just like breast cancer is.
Oh,
no
wow.
joke. And it's very painful.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to be healed within a 4.5-month time. Fortunate.
Amen.
But there's some people that don't get reached in time. I was in the first stages.
Yes.
So I thank God every day when I get up.
Yes.
And keep doing this, Wardell. This
yes,
is
sir.
Wonderful what you're doing.
Oh,
you know, I love you. You're my brother. I love you, Astrid. Thanks, Greg, for all his beautiful graphics of the show. And I'll definitely tune in later, and I'll tune in again next week too.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're done now. We're done. We got about 11 minutes. So thank you. We really, because we only went to this segment just about 20 minutes ago. And so I had a couple of testimonies that I played for people. And so this is perfect when you called and said that. So it just, God is so good.
I'm so happy.
Amen.
Always
yeah, so,
on time, right? God
yeah,
is always,
always
on time, right?
He's
well, you
always.
Know what? I look forward to next Saturday. And thank you so much, okay?
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. God bless you. Have
God
a beautiful
bless.
Weekend. All right.
You too.
Okay, thank you. All right, guys. So anyway, so what time is it here? All right, yeah, so we got 11 minutes left. It can be difficult, you know, and we're going to have those moments, but we have to remember, you know, we need to pray as well. Pray to God about it, you know. Because I have a friend here that had a very, very difficult time when, you know, the disease hit his family. And he was a praise and worship warrior. And so, but before, this was all, he was just out there praising God and, you know, and just having a wonderful time and just trying to encourage people to stay strong. But then when it hit him, when it came home, see, a lot of us think that, oh, that just happens to other people. That doesn't happen to us. I don't know who us is. Were we aliens or something? We think it's not going to happen to us. We are the people. You know, and so we are all, wow, I'm sorry. We can all be victims of this disease at any time. So I just pray that y'all remember that and that we take care of each other, okay, and we look out for each other. I want you to listen to this guy. This song he wrote about his experience. And we'll be right back and I'll close out the show.
They say sometimes you win some, Sometimes you lose some, and right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be day. Jesus, I will cling to you, come what may, 'cause I know you're able, I know you care.
He was basically saying that, you know, it's hard for him to get up and praise when he's hurting so much now that this disease has affected him. But he got the strength as he was realizing what he was saying. And he said, it is well with my soul, even if you don't move the mountains and bless me and save me, it is still well with my soul. I trust you. And so I just want to pray for you guys. I want to pray for our friends. Anyone that may be listening. Or Father God, I just want to thank you so much for the listeners today. Thank you for the testimonies from those three young ladies, the two that I played and the one that called in, Latrice. Father, we thank you for, you know, giving them the will to go out and share with others. They may be blessed in the storm. So, Father, we pray that, you know, that we get the courage to go out and keep this breast cancer awareness right in the face of our sisters that may not be paying attention, and in hopes that we can be a blessing to them and save their lives so that they can turn around and go do the same thing in your name. We thank you so much. If any of our sisters or anyone that's suffering right now, Father, in your name, we just ask that you just give them comfort, that you bless them in the storm. We thank you so much for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, time to go. You take care. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And I hope you enjoyed this show. Peace out. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you, man. Much love to you and your mom. God bless.
Tell me, are you here alone? No, don't answer that, 'cause the fact is I don't wanna know. If you told me, hold me like a poolside chair. Jump on.